Usually when we talk about a home invasion, we picture like a shattered window or a kicked-in door.
Right, something very physical.
Yeah, exactly. You see the physical damage, the brute force of it, and it's glaringly obvious a crime has occurred. But imagine a completely different scenario.
Okay.
Imagine someone walking right up to your front door, turning the knob, and just stepping inside.
No forced entry at all.
None. They didn't pick the lock. They didn't steal your key. They just stood on your porch wearing an impossibly perfect mask of your best friend's face.
Wow.
Right. And they're speaking in your mother's exact voice, casually mentioning, the inside joke you shared on vacation last weekend.
And you just let them right in.
Completely willingly, you opened the door for them yourself.
Well, because your brain is biologically hardwired to bypass its normal security protocols when it encounters those specific signals. I mean, familiarity is the ultimate skeleton key here.
It really is. Welcome to this deep dive, learner. Today we are digging into a massive, comprehensive security report on a concept called manufactured familiarity.
It is such a fascinating read.
It's eye-opening, honestly. We are looking at exactly how artificial intelligence is fundamentally turning social media into an industrialized fraud engine.
Yeah, the scale of it is unlike anything we've seen.
And the mission for this deep dive is to unpack the mechanics behind how criminals weaponize the harmless, everyday details you share online. And then, crucially, we are going to equip you with the exact tactical strategies you need to protect your digital and financial identity.
Which is so important right now.
Absolutely. Just to ground us in the reality of this threat, in 2025 alone, the FBI's Internet Crime Complaint Center received more than 22,000 AI-related complaints.
That number is just
And
wild.
the reported losses from those specific complaints, they exceeded $893 million.
Almost $1 billion.
Yeah. We are looking at nearly $1 billion lost to a completely new landscape of deception.
What's fascinating here is that the primary issue is no longer just a privacy concern in the traditional sense.
Right, like it used to be.
Exactly. For a long time, the conversation about social media safety was heavily focused on direct physical security or, basic identity theft.
Like, don't post a picture of your driver's license.
Yeah, or don't announce your house is empty while you're on a 2-week holiday. But this report illustrates a massive systemic evolution.
How so?
Well, it's about how your seemingly harmless, fragmented data is now being ingested by language models. It's combined with synthetic content and then plugged into sophisticated payment infrastructure to create a fully managed end-to-end fraud journey.
Okay, so to understand how we actually lose that money, we first have to understand the mechanics of the targeting itself.
Right, the research phase.
Exactly. We all know traditional volume phishing, the classic spray and pray approach.
Where thousands of generic fake bank alerts are sent out.
Yeah, just hoping to catch like a fraction of a percent of vulnerable people. But AI has fundamentally inverted the economics of this research phase.
It really has. Criminals no longer have to choose between massive scale and high personalization. They can just have both.
Which is terrifying.
It is. I mean, they are deploying automated tools that can scrape your entire public digital footprint, categorize you as a highly specific target, and generate bespoke communications.
And it tailors it to everything, right?
Oh, absolutely. Your exact age, location, profession, recent activity. And it does all of this in milliseconds.
Okay, let's unpack this. It's like going from a guy blindly throwing a massive generic fishing net into the ocean to deploying a fleet of automated drones.
Yeah, drones that are tracking you specifically.
Right, drones that know the exact temperature of the water you prefer, the specific time you eat, and the precise chemical makeup of the bait your specific species absolutely cannot resist.
That is the perfect analogy.
Yeah.
The underlying mechanism driving this is the AI's ability to map what the report calls your pattern of life.
A pattern of life. I like that phrase.
Yeah, because a single post on TikTok or Instagram is harmless in a vacuum. But a language model can synthesize several years of posts across multiple platforms.
It just connects all the dots.
Exactly. It analyzes photographs, captions, comments, public interactions, all to build a relational database of your life.
So it knows who your family is.
It identifies your family members, maps your friendships, notes your hobbies, logs your pets' names, and tracks your significant life events.
Wow.
The AI ingests this massive, unstructured data set to construct a highly credible, completely tailored approach.
The report gives some incredibly vivid examples of how this plays out in real life. Let's say you post on LinkedIn about starting a new job.
Very common thing to do.
Right. That data point is scraped, and almost instantly you receive a highly professional, perfectly formatted message.
Impersonating the company.
Exactly. It impersonates your new employer's human resources team, asking you to update your banking details for the payroll system.
Or consider the data trail left by someone who frequently posts pictures of their dog, or, you know, regularly engages with local animal rescue accounts.
The AI picks up on that, too.
Of course. A criminal utilizes that specific behavioral pattern to imitate a local veterinary service, an animal charity, or a missing pet campaign right in your specific zip code.
And then they just ask for a small donation or a fee.
Precisely.
Or, here's another one. You post a short video mentioning you're packing for a trip to Mexico next week.
And boom, you get a text.
Right. You receive a tailored airline message about a flight cancellation or a hotel payment request that includes the actual, real dates of your travel.
The psychological mechanism at play here is what makes it so incredibly dangerous. Scammers do not need your social security number or your bank routing info to initiate the hook anymore.
They just need you to trust them.
Right. Credibility is manufactured through the accurate injection of just one or two hyper-specific details.
Like the pet's name.
Exactly. When a message references your real pet's name or the exact itinerary of a trip you haven't even taken yet, your brain automatically categorizes that communication as safe.
Because it just feels too accurate to be a scam.
Right. It bypasses your critical thinking because it feels vastly too specific to be a mass scam. The underlying data they're using might be entirely public, but the targeting capability has become an industrial operation.
Executing these low-value, high-precision attacks across millions of people simultaneously.
Exactly.
So the data scraping gives them the blueprint, but to actually get into your bank account, they have to build the weapon.
This is where we move into the actual engagement phase.
Right, how they execute the scam using synthetic profiles, voice cloning, and deepfakes. We are seeing AI generate fully realized online identities at just a staggering speed.
And we really have to emphasize, these aren't just fake profile pictures anymore.
Right, it's not just a stolen stock photo.
No, they are comprehensive personas. They have backstories, fabricated employment histories, and complex conversation scripts designed for romance scams, friendship fraud, or recruitment schemes.
It's whole fictional life.
It is. Generative AI tools allow a single operator to produce incredibly affectionate messages, deeply plausible excuses for why they can't meet in person, and sustained emotional engagement.
For like hundreds of victims at the same time.
Yes. The AI can adapt its tone and behavior as the relationship develops over weeks or months. It perfectly mirrors the victim's communication style to accelerate the illusion of intimacy.
Okay, I have to push back a little here, though, because human conversation is incredibly unpredictable.
Sure, it is.
I feel like if you are texting a bot for weeks, eventually you are going to ask a question out of left field, right? Or demand a real-time reaction, and the AI is going to stumble or hallucinate and break the illusion entirely.
That assumes the operation is entirely automated,
yeah.
Which actually misunderstands the modern fraud ecosystem.
Oh, wait, really?
Yeah, the report highlights these are hybrid operations. There is still a human fraudster managing the relationship.
So there's a real person behind the keyboard.
Yes. They are simply using AI as a cognitive exoskeleton, basically, to augment their abilities.
Oh, wow.
They use language models to instantly translate their native language into flawless local slang, or to correct their grammar, or to generate supporting photos on the fly.
Like a picture of a specific coffee shop in your town to prove they are where they say they are.
Exactly. Their primary objective during this phase is to move you off the original platform, away from the tech company's security algorithms.
And isolate you on an encrypted messaging app.
Right, where the emotional manipulation can just deepen without any interference.
And that isolation becomes even more critical when we look at the death of audio and visual proof.
It's scary stuff.
It really is. We rely so heavily on our eyes and ears to verify reality.
Yeah.
But short-form video platforms have inadvertently handed criminals the perfect raw materials to destroy that trust.
They gave them the training data.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Every family vlog, live stream, and personal update you post provides pristine, isolated audio samples.
That's all they need.
Criminals only need a few seconds of clean audio to perfectly clone the cadence, pitch, and emotional resonance of a voice.
Which leads to one of the most devastating topologies outlined in the report, which is the family emergency scam.
Oh, this one is brutal.
It is. The mechanics of this are purely psychological. You receive a phone call, and the voice on the other end sounds indistinguishable from your child, your grandchild, or your best friend.
And they sound like they're in trouble.
Exactly. The audio is manipulated to sound like they are crying, panicked, or in physical distress. They claim they've been arrested, injured in a foreign country, or kidnapped.
And the moment you hear that familiar voice in pain, your adrenaline spikes.
Of course it does.
The emotional recognition triggers a full panic response, which completely shuts down the logical part of your brain that might normally ask verifying questions.
That is the exact vulnerability they engineer. And right at the peak of that cognitive overload, the criminal transfers the call to a second actor.
A fake authority figure?
Right. Someone impersonating a lawyer, a police officer, or a doctor. This second actor speaks calmly and authoritatively, providing a stark contrast to the panic.
To make it feel legitimate.
Exactly. And then they inform you that you need to send funds immediately via bank transfer, cryptocurrency, or even by handing cash to a courier to resolve the emergency.
It's just so manipulative. And this voice cloning mechanism isn't restricted to families either. It's being deployed for massive corporate fraud.
Oh, the business sector is getting hit hard.
Definitely. The report details cases where finance employees receive audio messages that sound exactly like their CEO or a known external supplier.
Demanding an urgent wire transfer.
Right. An off-cycle wire transfer or a sudden change to routing details for a major invoice.
The visual equivalent of this is the deepfake endorsement, which operates on a similar principle of hijacked authority.
I've seen these all over social media.
We all have, yeah. Criminals take existing footage of a celebrity, a respected financial commentator, or a business leader, and synchronize AI-generated audio to create a video where this trusted figure appears to personally endorse a highly lucrative investment opportunity.
And they wrap these videos in fabricated news logos, ticker tapes, and verified-looking captions.
Right, so it looks official.
So that when it crosses your social media feed, it reads aesthetically as a legitimate broadcast or a premium advertisement. You click the link, make a small initial payment, and they give you access to a fraudulent investment dashboard.
And the dashboard is the crucial mechanism here. It shows incredible, rapid profits ticking upward in real time.
But it's totally fake.
It's entirely synthetic, yes. But it serves to constantly reinforce the illusion and encourage you to deposit more capital.
And they even let you withdraw some money at first, right?
Exactly. To solidify the trust, the scammers will often allow victims to withdraw a small amount of money early on. This completely dismantles any lingering skepticism you might have.
Because you think, well, I got my money out, it must be real.
Right. But the moment you attempt to withdraw your significant quote-unquote profits, the mechanism snaps shut. They suddenly demand you pay exorbitant taxes, insurance premiums, or anti-money laundering fees just to release the funds.
Which you never get.
Never. The AI backend can sustain thousands of these personalized financial conversations simultaneously, offering fake market commentary and reassurance to string the victim along until they are entirely drained of funds.
If we connect this to the bigger picture, the foundational metric we use to navigate society is basically broken.
It really is.
A familiar voice or a familiar face is simply no longer proof of identity. The fundamental meaning of familiarity has been permanently altered by this technology.
We can no longer trust our unverified senses in the digital realm.
Exactly. Now, creating these synthetic profiles and deepfakes is highly effective, but it still requires time to cultivate trust from zero.
Right, which takes effort.
So scammers eventually realized there is a much faster, more efficient way to manufacture trust, which is stealing it wholesale.
Ah, yes.
This brings us to the tactical shift of hijacked trust and the extortion trap. Rather than building an audience from scratch, criminals are aggressively compromising established accounts.
Accounts belonging to creators, local businesses, just everyday users.
Exactly. The typical entry point is highly tailored phishing, like a fake copyright infringement warning or a verified sponsorship proposal designed to steal the login credentials.
And once they breach the account, they immediately lock the genuine owner out.
Right. The mechanism here is all about inheriting authority. When a recognized, established profile suddenly posts a cryptocurrency opportunity or a product link, the followers assume it's safe because the account has years of verified history.
But broadcasting fake links on the public timeline is just the surface level of the intrusion.
Right. So once they have the account, they aren't just broadcasting fake investment links, right? They are actually mining the DMs.
Absolutely. The hijacked account serves as a massive intelligence gathering asset. The criminal immediately mines the direct messages.
Reading everything.
Everything. They read through years of private conversations, analyze saved media, and map out the user's closest relationship.
And then use that against them.
Yes. They use this rich context to support highly targeted impersonation attacks against the victim's inner circle, asking for money or favors while mimicking the exact conversational cadence and referencing private jokes found in the message history.
And mining those private messages introduces a highly damaging specialized model outlined in the report, which is financial sextortion.
This is one of the most alarming trends.
It really is. This thrives on platforms focused on ephemeral interpersonal communication, like Snapchat.
Where things are supposed to disappear.
Right. The criminal uses a compromised account or rapidly builds a synthetic relationship to establish intimate contact. They use heavy psychological pressure to persuade the victim to share private material.
Or, increasingly, they don't even need real material.
Right. The AI again.
Exactly. They simply use AI to generate synthetic imagery mapped perfectly onto the victim's face based on their public photos.
That is just awful.
It is. The moment they possess that material, whether it's real or synthetic, the extortion trap is sprung. They demand immediate payment under the threat of distributing the images to the victim's family, friends, school, or employer.
And because they have already mapped the victim's social graph through the platform, the threat is incredibly credible and immediate.
It's profoundly traumatizing, especially for young users who feel entirely isolated when this happens.
We have to emphasize the absolute non-negotiable protocol the report provides for this exact scenario. If you or someone you know faces this, you must never, ever pay the ransom.
Never. Payment fundamentally alters the dynamic in the extortionist's favor. It never ends the threat.
It just paints a target on your back.
Exactly. When you pay, you provide concrete proof that you have access to funds and that their leverage over you actually works. The payment simply guarantees future escalating demands.
So what should someone do instead?
The correct mechanism of response is to preserve the evidence immediately. Screenshot the account details and the specific threats, then block the user across all platforms, report the account, and escalate to law enforcement or a safeguarding organization.
So, cut off contact entirely.
Entirely. Institutions and families must create an environment where victims can come forward without fear of victim blaming. The silence and the shame are the actual weapons the criminal wields.
That is a critical distinction. The shame is the weapon, not just the photos. Breaking that silence is how you neutralize the leverage.
Exactly.
Okay, so we've seen how the trap is set, how it's personalized using scraped data, and how it's sprung through compromised trust. But social media platforms aren't banks.
Right. The money doesn't stay there.
Exactly. We need to follow the money trail to the financial infrastructure and, most importantly, deconstruct the 5-layer defense playbook the report outlines.
Because the social media environment is merely the acquisition channel. A synthetic purchase scam eventually leads to a fraudulent checkout processor. An investment scam funnels into a crypto exchange. A cloned voice impersonation scam terminates in a direct bank transfer.
The funds just vanish.
They move with terrifying velocity through networks of accounts controlled by money mules, shell companies, or they are obfuscated through cryptocurrency mixers.
To understand the scale of this integration, UK Finance reported that 66% of authorized push payment fraud, where a victim is psychologically manipulated into sending the money themselves, originated online in 2025.
Wow, 66%.
Yeah. Those specific cases accounted for nearly a third of all recorded financial losses for that fraud type.
It's a massive pipeline.
And here's where it gets really interesting. A lot of people assume the solution is just better technology. You know, why don't the platforms just develop a magic AI filter or permanently watermark synthetic content?
But the report explicitly addresses why that mechanism fails.
Right.
First, AI content labels are incredibly fragile. They get stripped away the second a video is copied, slightly edited, or screen recorded.
So they're basically useless once it leaves the original platform.
Pretty much. And second, and more importantly, many of the most devastating scams don't use synthetic media at all.
Right, they use real stuff.
Yeah, a criminal can take a completely authentic, original photo you posted and simply wrap it in a fabricated narrative. A technological filter won't flag the image because the pixels are 100% real.
It's the context that is fraudulent.
Exactly. Which means our defensive posture has to shift from relying on technical detection to relying on behavioral discipline and rigid verification.
The report breaks down our personal defense into a dynamic 5-part stack.
Let's go through it.
Since we know criminals are mapping our pattern of life to generate these attacks, the foundation, layer one, has to be exposure management.
Right. It's not just about hiding your home address anymore.
No. It's an audit of the sum total of your digital exhaust over the years. You have to look at your public presence and ask, what could an automated machine learn about my daily habits, my family structure, and my emotional triggers?
That's a great way to frame it. And layer two builds on that with account security. Knowing how valuable hijacked accounts are, you have to implement unique passwords and multi-factor authentication for every social media and email account.
Everything.
Everything. If you receive an unexpected login alert, you have to treat it as an active breach attempt, not a glitch.
Then layer three addresses the verification gap we discussed earlier. It is independent verification.
This one is crucial.
Because a familiar profile, a perfect video, or a clone voice is no longer sufficient proof of identity, you must break the communication chain.
Right. Step outside the channel.
Exactly. If you receive any request involving money, credential changes, or confidential information, you must confirm it through an alternate, previously established channel.
If your child calls from an unknown number in a panic, hang up and call their actual cell phone number.
Yes. Or if your CEO messages you for an urgent wire transfer on WhatsApp, walk over to their desk or call the official company directory.
Perfect. Layer four is payment discipline. The reason criminals try to move you off a platform's native payment system is because those systems have algorithms trained to flag sudden anomalous transfers.
They want to avoid the friction.
Exactly. An off-platform crypto transfer removes all that institutional friction. You should never leave a recognized platform's payment ecosystem without a verifiable reason, and you must entirely avoid using cryptocurrency in response to unsolicited investment approaches.
Regardless of how legitimate the dashboard looks.
Exactly. And finally, layer five is rapid response.
Speed is everything here.
It is. If you realize you've engaged with a synthetic persona, or if you have actually disclosed credentials or transferred funds, speed dictates your recovery rate. Before you block the account or allow the ephemeral content to delete itself, you have to preserve the evidence.
So take screenshots.
Screenshot usernames, chat histories, payment routing details, and website domains. Then immediately initiate contact with your bank, your card provider, or the crypto exchange to freeze the movement of funds and report the specific account architecture to the platform.
The report also stresses that this isn't solely a burden on the individual user.
No, the institutions have a huge role to play.
Right. There is a massive institutional responsibility to fix the fragmentation of intelligence. Platforms, hosting providers, and financial institutions have to start sharing cross-sector data.
Because currently, they're operating in silos.
Completely.
The social media platform only sees the creation of the initiating account. The hosting provider only sees the traffic to the fraudulent dashboard. The bank only sees the money mule network receiving the transferred funds.
Nobody sees the whole picture.
Right. Unless they integrate those indicators, like identifying a specific device ID used across all three phases, or recognizing a customer's hesitation during a transfer that suggests they are being live coached by a scammer over the phone.
The criminals will just continue to exploit the seams between these industries.
Exactly.
So what does this all mean? It means we have to radically reevaluate our relationship with the digital platforms we use every day.
We really do.
Social media is no longer just a digital scrapbook for sharing memories. It is the wide open top of a highly coordinated, incredibly sophisticated financial crime funnel.
It's the entry point.
Yeah. The underlying technology powering this fraud is undeniably advanced, but the most effective defense against it remains fundamentally human.
It requires a healthy pause.
Exactly. It requires deliberate, critical thinking. And it demands disciplined, out-of-band verification before you act on an emotional trigger. You have to internalize this reality. In today's landscape, protecting your social media account is indistinguishable from protecting your bank account.
They are exactly the same target in the eyes of a criminal.
Yes, exactly.
You know, this raises an important question, though. We focus heavily on the mechanics of the theft and how to defend against it. But if AI platforms and the creators of these language models are providing the exact tools that allow criminals to perfectly clone voices and automate this deception at an industrial scale, where does the legal liability eventually fall?
That is a fascinating question.
When a deepfake uses your voice to drain someone else's bank account, who is ultimately held responsible for the damages, is it the individual user, the criminal, or the tech company that built and distributed the cloning software without guardrails?
That is a massive legal and societal storm brewing on the horizon, and a profound thought to sit with. The infrastructure of trust is changing, and we all need to adapt our defenses accordingly. Thank you for joining us on this deep dive, learner. Stay curious, stay vigilant, and keep learning.